Hi, and welcome to Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney. I'm Eleni Schumacher from Spineless Wonders Audio. The audio story you are about to listen to is a collaboration between writers and sound designers. It is inspired by a real location in the city of Sydney.
Where you cross Parramatta Road at Camperdown, from Mallet Street to Booth Street, there is an enormous shed trying to be anonymous, slyly opening its gates to trucks, emitting bursts of dust and noise. There is little to identify it as the entrance to the tunnel for the M4, M5 link, a road that few of us ask for or understand. If you continue down Booth Street to the bottom of the hill, there on your right, behind deep shady trees, unseen as you negotiate the roundabout, stands a less obtrusive building. Once, its products were as heavenly as a motorway is hellish. This property was purchased in 1919 by the Molocco brothers, who used it until the 1970s. The story of the Molocco brothers reads like a case study of Italian migration to Sydney. Born in Topo, Friuli, the first of five siblings to arrive was Pietro, later Peter, in 1908. He lived nearby in Forest Lodge, and within 12 months had established his own business. He had trained in mosaic while living with an aunt and uncle in New York, then travelled through America with his uncles, working in marble, terrazzo, mosaic, and decorative plaster. His own business, naturally, lay in the same areas. By 1910, Peter was able to pay for his brothers, Anthony and Galliano, to join him in Sydney, and later his sisters and mother. If you have been to the Mitchell Library, you have seen their work. The floor in the foyer is a reproduction of Abel Tasman's map, recording his 17th century explorations of the coast of Australia. The map itself is a significant historical document, but the floor is a masterpiece. Created by the Molocco brothers in 1939 to 1941, it is a magnificent mosaic, assembled from pieces of marble with a brass trim. The map, with its ships at full sail, its lines of voyage and labelled landmarks, is surrounded by wavy lines of sea, little cherubs blowing the winds from the corners. Its colours are the colours of time and nature, soft and harmonious. In the crypt at St Mary's Cathedral, you'll find another of their works. COVID permitting, you pay $5 at the shop to go through little doors, to stairs down to the arched crypt. A circle of mosaic lies at your feet, revealing the creation of the birds of the air and the fish of the sea in sultry, muted colours. Then you see that the circle is within an elaborately patterned border, stretching out to cover the whole floor in a gigantic Celtic cross, sumptuous with symbols and knots and figures. Sharp pinks and reds, deep golds, mottled blues, dark green and black intertwine through the floor, creating serpents and lambs, doves and fish, Catholic stories and names and epigrams. In the centrepiece, the creation of the sun and the moon. A far-reaching sun spreads light into the sky, the dark rim of night receding into a pale pink and blue spattered dawn. Praise be for beauty.
That was The Molocco Brothers, written and narrated by Kathy Prokovnik, with sound design by Gio Sancho. Sonic City, Stories and Sounds of Sydney, has been produced by Spineless Wonders and Echidna Audio and funded by the City of Sydney. The stories were curated and produced by Bronwyn Meehan from Spineless Wonders. Sound production was coordinated by Martin Gallagher from Echidna Audio. The website developer for this project was Jeffrey Zhang, with graphic design by Bettina Kaiser from Bettina Kaiser Art and Design. I'm Eleni Schumacher. To listen to more stories and find out more about this project, visit www.soniccity.com.au.